Beginn kann da mir sagt, jume der samach da beginn am auf beginn tesn am erste beginn mit der gemar der khiasel zog so hi schritt tasai. Throwing it off the cliff, that is it schritte. And therefore that would be considered, as the gemar said, that on Yom Kippurim, with problem of Eisav Es Benai, that would be considered the shchita because of the throwing of the cliff. Taisa says, Hikshay Rav Reb Moshe mi fantasia. That's all. Problem is, Perek Eisav Es Benai, the gemar chalim dapei alvim based now we learn the Mishnah, Shaychit, there's different kirsoyas here, whether it be Egla Rufa v'shar niskol v'chulu, or HaShaychit Paras Chatas v'shar niskol v'egla Rufa. But be that as it may, regarding these karbanis, these animals, which are not designated for eating, because they're designated for the mitzvah, or because it's a shor hanisko, which is asabana, or the egla rufa, when you take it out into nachal esim, becomes asabana, but be that as it may, if someone goes and he shechs one of these animals, v'chul, etc., so chayv. So if let's say slaughters the mother with the child, one of them being one of these three animals, because ultimately, he shechted it. And you'll slaughter the mother and the child on the same day. But Bishim says, no, you're going to be exempt. Pirish, the explanation is, because it's a shechita which is not fit, because it's anyways asba no. So he doesn't, Reb Shimon's shechita is, it does not consider that as a shechita, if it's not ruy to eat, if it's not violating the isba of shechting, Eisav Es Benai. Now, apart from the Gemara, but in the Pei Beis Manav asks, that, what, Egla Rufa, you think is already Aser when it's still alive? By Vatnan, we learned in the Mishnah, Nimtza Harigach Lenev HaEgala, let's see, find the one who killed before you decapitated the calf. So then the Halacha is Tetzav Tir Be'eda. So actually then the Egla is just going to go out and graze in the flock, because since it wasn't decapitated, it didn't make it Asbana. So Amal Lo Mitzri Mechaim. So you see, it's not forbidden when there's still lies. So the question about my pet Reb Shimon is, right? Reb Shimon is, you're going to be part because Shechit Shein Eruya. What do you mean? The fact that you actually slaughtered it and you did not decapitate it, so it never became Aser, so it's still permitted to be eaten. Mashamachi, come Allah, therefore the Gemara says, whether you're right, Egla Rufa in the Mishnah. You have to say that that's not counted from the Mishnah, and that was erroneously inserted, because you're right, that wouldn't be considered as a case. Reb Shimon would say, you're going to be part. And that Tosis as from the Reb Moshemi Fantaisim, why does the Gemara just say the Sheikh the Mustin Haina Oyrif that when it says Shechita, it means decapitating? Oh, so that would make it Asbana. And then, so, and Reb Shimon Pait, Reb Shimon Delechaz Yachil, Reb Shimon's going to exempt, yeah, because it's not fit to be eaten. But Machal Rabban, according to Rabban Yigim Michaev, which is the obvious question that has underlined this whole point, oh, you know why? I didn't do a shechita. No, that rifas is a shechita. So the decapitating is like it's slaughtering. The minhag, like we say over here, the chiyoslet so is a shechita. So throwing off the cliff is it slaughtering. But beperchatzas oiv bezvachim, the Gemara and zvachim of ayin bebezamina, we say that even meteres medei nevela, we see that yeah, decapitating it will purify it from nevela. It's not considered nevela. It is considered on some level like a shechita. So we do find that it could be called a shechita. So therefore, the difficulty is why didn't the Gemara just say simply, instead of deleting it from the text, saying that the arifa is what we mean when we say the shechita. So, but he says, no, the level of misnah shechet el oif. Then it shouldn't have said if he shechts the egla rufa. It should have said if he's oifit. Which says, but that's pushing it, because the dilma tana shechet, maybe the reason why we said the word shechet, mishim paras chat v'shar niskel, because the other two cases of the paraduma, the shar niskel, the mismatter, which is said together with it, because ashkan resh peka shechet, we find something in chulin of chavtes manav, the comma save it, because we say, oh, because the save is toma bekachim, the comma shechitas and gesherah, and this it says shechitas and gesherah, I, melikas and gesherah me bayile, it should have said, it's malikas kasha. Says the Gemara, I did this halak mebehem, a ton shchadas gesher. But since we finished with the case of behem, so we said shchadas gesher. So you see that there is such a concept that will say certain wording because of a case that said together with it. So that it says over there, shechet chayiv oif. Some slaughters a wild animal, a birbalay, some damachul, and blood does not come out of it. The Gemara says over the isak, because maybe they can say we're talking about kachim, chayiv kachim eka. What do you mean? How could you say by kachim? There's no wild animal that's a carbon. Avaloi park, but don't ask. Ibekachim says the Gemara, if it's by kachim shchita by if meika, what do you mean? Do you have by oif shchita? Ah, says the Gemara, because el mshum behem bechayin no kada shechet. So again, says the second point why Rabbi Tam's answer is difficult, that because we do find that yeah, you would say a wording that's not precise because the other case that's said in it, and therefore, Rabbi Moshe Mifantazi's question is valid. Kinnik says the matzah begin with the Gemara Hasam leischazoi klal. Well, it's a difference. Over there, it was never fed at all. Hachanir v'nitcha. Over here, it was fed. Then it's rejected. Maybe there was it rejected, and therefore the Gemara differentiates between the Sor Shal Shem, which was fit, and then it was rejected. That's going to cause it to be invalidated. In contrast, when it was never fed at all, you can't ask from such a case. Now, it says Taisus Vafili Rabbi Yechon is really Perikam of the Gedushin, even according to Rabbi Yechon, who he holds in the first Perikam of Zayin Levezim, Perikam is Vacham David Bezim and Alf. The Dich Mikar have a Dich that even if it's initially rejected, it's rejected. Vafili Belchaim, even by living creatures, as we find, but he says, Gabahim Shal Shnei Shotvin, when you have an animal of two partners. Hikdash Chetzia, if let's say one partner sanctified half it, then he went and bought the other half from his partner, Hikdash Chetzia, and he sanctifies the other half, that he says, Kadosh Shavin the Kraver. It's sanctified, but it cannot be sacrificed because since it's rejected, so therefore, because when you were sanctified, it was only halfway, and you didn't have the other half, so therefore it's always going to remain rejected. The Gemara says, you see from Yechonon that he holds Baal Chaim in the Dachin, and even Dachin Mekar is considered Dachin. Now, from our story, it's difficult because by Mechus Zman, we said, since it's only valid on day 8, so then we say, oh, it's not considered rejected. I, Yechonon says, even Dachin Mekar is considered Dachin. Says Taisus that no. It's not similar to what we bring here in our sugi regarding when it's not yet 8 days old. Because the Hasam over there, when you have an animal of two partners and he sanctified his only his first half, and the moment he sanctified, it was rejected. And this is a sanctity that is rejected. But an animal that's born in its first week, it's not sanctified at all. And therefore, you can't compare the two cases. Now, then Taisa continues on to another question. Once we brought up Rabbi Yechon, it says, although we say, but when Mechus is man, it's not yet 8 days old. We say that Laila Likadusha, the night of the 8th day, it's already could be sanctified. But Yom Letza, only on the 8th day, which is after the night, will it be accepted as a carbon? So it says, so you see, even though the Bidden Akhtash Lechaz Lakrav, although when it was sanctified, it's not fit to be sacrificed, even so, when it's fit the next day, you could sacrifice it. We don't say like Rabbi Yechonon that, oh, it was already rejected from when you sanctified it the night before, whereas Rabbi Yechonon says that when you sanctify half the animal, whereas a rejected sanctity, it does remain rejected. And says Taisus, so too, v'chein kol carbon shekdisha bayam. The truth is, really, any carbon that you sanctify during the daytime, v'avolel laila achash leikriven, one night passed that you didn't sacrifice it, so lele karve, so maybe you shouldn't sacrifice it anymore. Davalei nir benitcha. Why don't you say that's considered that it was eligible, because it was during the daytime, and then at nighttime it's rejected. And v'elatar, don't answer, oh, laila la mechuz esman, that, oh, nighttime is not considered like lacking time, l'chashem nitcha, and therefore it's not considered rejected, that, oh, because since it's the day, although you can't actually bring it, it's not considered rejected. No, you can't say that, because da'och, l'chashem nitcha, here we consider rejected, even though in the same day, it becomes revalidated again, when the star lost its partner, we say there, that Argamar is saying that it's considered nitcha, so why don't you say by every carbon, that even just the nighttime would make it rejected. So it says, Bishim, what you can say is like this. Kivin shein mechusa maisa begufa, since it's not lacking any action in the body of the animal itself, lechashem nitcha, it's not going to be considered rejected, because the night's going to pass, and it's going to be just as valid as it was yesterday when it's the next day. V'olay, moreover, delay lechazel lakrabah shum karbonis. Nighttime is not fit for any carbon. So therefore, you can't consider this as a rejection in this animal. But here in our sugi, we have to bring two other animals and do a lottery on them. That's like missing something in the animals. Also, right now is the time that you're supposed to be able to sacrifice it. Even so, you can't sacrifice it because the other partner died. Therefore, consider it as rejected. We're Tais is saying that even though you're not actually having a mechusa maisim, it could be considered rejected if it's lacking in right now, which is this man hakrava. So it comes out that when our Gemara is differentiating between mechus esman, that's not eligible at all, because it's not even sanctified at all, so you can't consider rejected. And regarding the night time of the 8th day, even though it's sanctified, but it's not rejected, because that time will automatically pass, and also, additionally, all karbanos cannot be sacrificed at night time, and therefore that would not make it a problem of it being rejected. The next test begins with the Gemara, Haladir Tairoivis, but if it's through a mixture, oh, then we're not to them, it's acceptable, Kitnam Bechulim, we learn the Mishnah, etc. Which Ravid answered that this Pasuk, Mishchasim Bahem, is coming to exclude that Bali Mumin is only forbidden when it's as it is. But if it gets mixed together, then it's going to be permitted, like we learned as he brings the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer, which Taisa says, yeah, because Vesvi Relay, because Rav holds Rabbi Eliezer. Or Enam, you could even say that, no, actually, I feel like Rabban, he's even like Rabban. Because I've got the plague of Rabban, Hosam, and Bryce. What do you mean? Although Rabban disagree with the end of Bryce, and they hold that about Mum, you're not allowed to sacrifice, even if it's in the mixture. Rabban the Masnit and Shar Midiraisa. Rabban in the Mishnah, they actually do say it's permitted Midiraisa because they agree to Rabban Zadrash and Machasim Baham. And that Bamum are only forbidden as they are by themselves. Because the Mashalist Masnit is actually the word in the Mishnah actually sounds like that they only say it's problem of the limb that's left over that wasn't put on Mizbech. But those that were sacrificed are actually going to be Layerdu. It's only Rabban that's initially forbidden. Where the La'asru Ella Eva Hanisha. That they only said that the problem is the limb that's left over. But those that went up on top and onto the marachah, you're not going to take it down. Because I'm rabbanu who does like it's only rabbinically that they initually make it forbidden. The word of Mishnah, that even if those are except for one of them, then Yitzchak is forbidden to be burned. Oh, because that's the only one left. But if it would be on top of Mizbeach, then it would be valid by the Eved. So therefore, Tosa says that Rav could even be like Rabbanon, because they agree to biblical law that it would be acceptable if it's in a mixture. Kishin next says, Master, begin with Zigmar ve'idach. And the other opinion, Nafkele mi bom bohem. That he learns out from, it could have said bom, it says bohem. So therefore, that's where he knows this. So it comes out, Pahashta, Ikash, Shlesha, Drashas. Comes out, there's actually three Drashas that we're learning over here in this pasuk. Ha'ava mum yuratsu. That when it says mum bom, it's only when the blemish is in them, but if the blemish passed, oh, then it's going to be acceptable. Vidach, and the second drasha is Hakol Dechuyin, all those that are rejected. This we learn from Moshchasam Bam. Hovenet Chayitru, once it's rejected, it's rejected. Vidach, and the third drasha is Ha'adid Tarevis Meratzu, from Moshchasam Behem, instead of saying Bam, which is the Tais de Ramaschel, the extra hay, is where we learn out that if it's through a mixture, then it's going to be acceptable. Ay, Vahadle Maisaz and Pagadarevis Drasha Rabbi Yechanon, why in Zvachim the Ayns and Beis, it does not bring this drasha of Rabbi Yechanon. Says Taisus is Mishum Deliboy Lasuy Elahanach Shtei Drashas, because he only wanted to bring the other two drashas. Tafel Rav Ma'idbu, that even Rav agrees, because that sugya is coming to say, it's not talking about regarding Tiyuch at all, rather coming to discuss Rabbi Eliezer that validates a Bali moment through a mixture. So if the Gemara didn't find the need to bring that third drash of Rabbi Yechanan, which, because according to Rav, he only holds other, we only wanted to quote those that all agreed to, including Rav. And Vahad Mash Mahasam Drash Rabbi Yechanan Mehid Bahem. And this is, sounds like from over there that the Drash of Eliezer that we know from the Hay of Bahem, that says on that says Taisus in Lachash Beza. You don't have to be concerned for that because the Lachash Gemara Ledakte was the Gemara was not going into those details. In other words, that it didn't bother the Gemara that you can make three drashas, which according to Rabbi Yechanan is three and Kodrav is two, because the Gemara didn't want to say anything that's dependent on Machlekes, which Rav doesn't darsh, which is this last drasha of Bam Bohem.